This is Ozarks at Large. University of Arkansas Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz delivered his annual State of the University address yesterday. During the speech, the chancellor reflected on how the campus community has adapted amid a pandemic and how that flexibility will need to continue as faculty, staff, and students head into an uncertain time. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Typically, Chancellor Steinmetz would deliver his address to a crowd inside the Faulkner Performing Arts Center. Instead, he delivered his speech while seated in an office looking into a camera that streamed the address live over YouTube.
Well, I've had literally hundreds of Zoom, Teams, Blackboard, AT&T, and Cisco WebEx meetings over the last several months. I can say this is the first time I've delivered a speech in an almost completely empty room. I do thank our media people for being here, as well as Provost Robinson, who's here as well, for showing up. So I'm not completely alone here. If anything, this certainly gives me a greater appreciation for what our faculty and our students have been doing since March.
Steinmetz began his remarks by praising the campus community for its response to the pandemic. In the spring, the U of A pivoted to 100% online learning in 9 days. Students had to adapt to an abrupt change in instruction and living environment when the university closed student housing early. When attention turned to preparing for the fall semester, officials developed ways to deliver lectures online or in person while following health and safety precautions. They also developed isolation and quarantine spaces where students could convalesce if they contracted COVID-19.
Without a doubt, the key to the excellence of this institution is the dedicated faculty and staff and students on this campus who work together towards its betterment and its well-being. That has been made crystal clear these last several months as I think about the campus response to the pandemic. I'm extremely proud of the work our campus community has done to make this fall not just possible, but also safe and successful.
While no undertaking of this size and complexity is without its challenges, Chancellor Steinmetz says by and large, the transition was very successful and he considers it a major accomplishment. One of the lingering effects of the pandemic that still needs to be addressed is the financial impact it has had on the university.
Because of lower tax revenues related to the pandemic, the state legislature cut roughly $8.3 million from last year's budget and then reduce this year's appropriations by an additional $15.7 million. And last spring, the Board of Trustees decided not to increase tuition and fees for the fall semester. This was absolutely the right thing to do, given the financial challenges our students and their families have been facing and continue to face during this pandemic. Nevertheless, this has made it a bit more challenging to overcome the state budget cuts.
When the revenue picture improved some over the summer, the appropriations that were cut from last year's budget were restored, which Steinmetz says is a good thing. However, the budget cuts for this year remain. The chancellor says he's crossing his fingers that state revenue will continue to come in at higher than predicted levels during the spring, and that at least some of the university's current fiscal year cuts might be restored.
That said, managing the COVID crisis has still had a significant cost to our campus. These additional expenditures have ranged from issuing housing and dining credits, lost revenue from closing things, and suspending activities like the Rome Center and summer camps. Canceling all of our summer events, including the Walmart shareholders meeting, fee reductions on summer school classes, canceling all spring athletic competition and reducing capacity at athletic events this fall, and so many, many other things that had to be either discounted, delayed, or canceled.
The U of A has also ordered 200 more computers to expand its computer loan program, so there are now 500 computers available for daily or semester-long loans. Additionally, the UA Cares program distributed thousands of dollars in emergency funds to students between March and September.
These funds were usually between $300 and $500 and helped students who were in dire need of money for the basics like rent and food. All told, not including our state cut, we estimate that we spent or lost about $22 million by the end of summer just to deal with the pandemic. This number will be higher as we tally COVID-related spending since early August and as we move forward during this pandemic.
U of A Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz says, fortunately, the full impact of COVID-19 has been offset by things like CARES Act funding. The university dispersed more than $7.7 million directly to students and has received another $7.5 million to offset COVID-related expenses on campus. Steinmetz says he hopes another CARES Act grant with funding for higher education will eventually be passed by Congress to further defray the costs of the virus. Although the future is still uncertain, plans are underway for the spring semester.
We are operating under the assumption that a vaccine for widespread use will not be available by the beginning of the spring semester. So we're looking at several options, including perhaps delaying the start of the semester a week or so, if that appears to make sense, and distributing spring break days across the entire semester rather than in a single week. As it's been for the last several months, flexibility in the spring semester will continue to be the watchword we'll use. The availability of a vaccine, the severity of the cold and flu season, and the behavior of our community on campus and off when it comes to observing health and safety guidelines will shape our decisions.
Steinmetz is encouraging faculty to offer as many face-to-face classes as possible and is asking students to actually show up to those courses.
Face-to-face classes are an important part of the energy and the atmosphere of campus, as well as the uniqueness of both the college experience and the University of Arkansas experience. We are not an online university. We are not a remote university. It's not who we are. College isn't only a formal classroom education, it's also an experience. An experience that's enriched by contact with faculty and by contact with other students. I'm saddened that our students are largely missing this experience. I'm also saddened that the campus is missing the vitality that makes it the special place it is. Collectively, we need to find a balance between remote instruction and what we do best, which is face-to-face instruction. Both are great ways to learn and need to be part of the mix going forward. And I believe we can provide both experiences and do so in a manner that is safe for everyone.
The Chancellor's full State of the University address is available on the U of A's YouTube page. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.